Blog Talk Radio.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
It's a common expression, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. However, what if the horse's mouth is filled with useful insurance tools? This is the exact case with the GEICO app. Yes, the app is free and therefore a gift horse. However, look inside the app and behold, emergency roadside assistance, digital ID cards, bill pay. Get the GEICO app. Look it in the mouth. Get amazing services. Thank you.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Insight into Healing. My name is Alexa Servo-Didio, and I'm your host. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Remember, Insight into Healing airs Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/insightintohealing. And please check out my book, Finding Your Peace Within the Chaos, at www.ccbpublishing.com/acervodidio.html. Well, tonight I have such an amazing show planned, something that is very close and dear to my heart. On the line I have Brianna Ward. She's the director of Sophie's Senior Sanctuary. Sophie's Senior Sanctuary rescues senior dogs who have been abandoned, whether it be in the streets or a shelter, placed on death row, or set to be euthanized. These dogs have so much more life to give, and it happens more than it should. We give them a safe and loving home to live out the rest of their lives, whether it be a few weeks to a few years. It all started after they began working at a local vet clinic in North Carolina. So many people who either got sick of caring for an old dog or got a new puppy that their previous dog had adequate time to adjust to, so they opted for euthanasia. I just couldn't watch it happen anymore, so I started taking home all the dogs who had that unlucky fate. Most dogs that have come to them in sad conditions, including bad skin infections and massive tumors. They have rescued a total of 5 seniors so far and hope to expand after all of their paperwork has been processed and approved. These dogs are their life, and as we are theirs, and we wouldn't want it any other way. Bree, welcome to Insight into Healing. Thank you so much for joining us this evening.
No, thank you for having me.
It is my honor. Animals, dogs are so near and dear to my heart. I have a dog of my own, Samson, a German Shepherd, and I just could not imagine at any point having to put down a dog that is not terminally ill or needs to be just because I didn't want to take care of it or because of its age. It's just so frightening and very disturbing that even happens in this day and age.
Yes, I totally agree.
So how did you get started with all this? What was your motivation?
Well, ever since I was younger, I always knew I was going to do something with animals. I was that child that brought home every stray squirrel, cat, raccoon. My mom thought I was absolutely crazy and knew she was in for a run for her money after having me. So I moved down here in 2014, the beginning of the year, and for a joke, I wanted to apply to a vet clinic because my husband, I think it was like reverse psychology. So I did it, and I ended up getting the job. And after maybe even 30 days, I realized how many people were just putting their pets down because they couldn't afford the vet bills, or they've had them for 14 years and they got a new puppy and they, unfortunately, the two dogs didn't get along because, I mean, you've had your dog for 14 years. They might not like a new sibling. So they opted to put down the older dog thinking it was easiest, or even just the fact that the dog had a really big tumor and they were just like, I can't afford the surgery to take it off, so let's just be done with it. So we started taking them home. And one thing led to another.
Wow. So how many dogs do you have right now?
Right now we have 12. We have 4 seniors and then 8 personal dogs that we had just kind of adopted over the years.
And what is it like at your house? How do they, fall in rank, and how do they get along and keep them status quo?
It's a pecking order. I had my first dog, Moose. He's 5 years old. He's our 130-pound Mastiff. He kind of runs the show. He lets everybody know when you're stepping out of line, and everybody kind of always just, he's a real cool kid, very calm, collected, and everybody's always kind of looked at him like, okay, well, he's boss man, so if someone's ever stepping out of line, he does the proper corrections and puts them back into place, which I don't mind. All dogs need a pecking order, and I mean when you have 12 dogs. Someone has to be that leader in there. If it's not myself, it's our oldest dog. He kind of teaches everybody the ropes.
And it's so amazing. Yes, how these dogs have that pecking order, have that, you know, their pack mentality. I think it's so, especially someone who doesn't grow up with dogs and doesn't have a lot of dogs, not exposed to it. They're brilliant with the way they think of their, you know, the alpha male and the alphas and who's the leader of the pack.
Yeah. And it's very good. And
so out of the 12 dogs, what type of breeds? I mean, what ages?
Oh, wow. So we have Moose, who is our 5-year-old Mastiff Lab, Tyson, who is our 3-year-old Rottweiler, and then we have Charlie, who is another rescue from a few years ago. He is our American Bulldog Pitbull mix. He is also 3.5. Then we got Marley, Yogi, and Maverick, who are our dachshund trio. We call them our weenie hut general. They're the little nippers of the family. They're so cute, though. Marley is 3, Yogi is 3, and then Maverick is 8 months. And then we have Sirius, my 2-year-old German Shepherd. I don't have a German Shepherd. Doberman. He actually recently we're looking into a cancer diagnosis for him because he just recently got sick, which is very upsetting to the household, but we noticed the dogs were acting a little bit weirder around him and he was losing some weight. So please pray for him. And then our seniors, we have Kimber, who is a 9-year-old golden retriever. Very sweet little girl. She's got some really bad allergies. And then we have our sassy dog, who is a boxer. She's 15. She was dumped at a shelter after spending 15 years with her owner, just left there alone. So we quickly picked her up. She's the sweetest little thing I've ever seen in my life. Very sassy, though. If you ever want a sassy dog, just name her Sassy. And then we have Harley, who is our 11-year-old deaf boxer. And when I say deaf, this boy knows nothing's going on around him, the poor thing. And then we have Fenway, our 15-year-old chocolate lab. He also has pretty bad allergies and skin infection that we've been battling quite a while now since we had gotten him.
Wow. I mean, the work that you do, I mean, I have one dog who has a lot of medical conditions, and it gets pricey. I mean, I love him. I will pay whatever I have to keep him healthy and keep him alive. But I think it's such an amazing job that you're doing and such a commitment to take care of these young animals, older dogs, who have these different illnesses and at different ages have been abandoned. It's just such an amazing thing that you take this on. And so, you know, and they give back so much love. I think it's so amazing to see when they really realize somebody loves them and wants to take care of them.
Definitely.
How do you take care of all of this? I mean, money-wise, it must be a lot of money to do these expenses. Do you get any type of donations, or how do you get through it?
We've gotten small food donations, but no money as of yet. Everything's pretty much come out of pocket between me and my husband. Even if I have to work extra hours or sell some things on the side, so be it. As long as they're healthy, I'll do whatever I have to do to either work for the money or raise the money. We look to hopefully do some nice fundraisers this year, which is why we are looking to officially become the 501c3 and putting our paperwork in so that it'll, like, flow a little bit smoother than that it's been going.
Yes. What do you think will change once that paperwork goes through?
Hopefully, we will get the word out there with what we are, and we'll be able to do a lot more fundraisers, whether it be car washes or biker runs, poker runs, even bake sales, anything. And then when you become a 501c3, everything is tax deductible. So more people are more likely to donate when they can get receipts for the thing and it's a tax write-off for them.
Yes. If one of my listeners now wants to donate or help out, how would they go about that? How could they contact you? What is needed?
Oh, definitely. I always appreciate calling straight to the vet clinic that I work at and donating straight to the Sophie Senior Sanctuary account. It's best to keep track of all the receipts that I can, so I can send them receipts and I know who's donating. They just leave their name and a number. And it's always easiest just at the moment with starting out. We have all this paperwork all over the place and all these different accounts that we're trying to mush into one. But I work at Academy Animal Hospital, and the number is 910-353-3131. And if they wanted to just give a call, that'd be the easiest way.
Yes. And if someone knows of a senior dog or they have a senior dog, and you see things on Facebook or in social media looking for a home, do you take animals? Could someone contact you and say, I know someone who has this 13-year-old dog, they're going to put it down? I mean, how would that work?
Oh, yeah. Right now it's just me and my husband based. We are looking soon to get more fosters. But if there is a dog that is in need, feel free to message me. Email is probably best for me to get to because I work 24/7. You can just email at sophiesenior.sanctuary@yahoo.com, and I'd be more than happy to help you out.
Wonderful. Because I mean, so many times you find people on social media that someone wants to get rid of a dog or doesn't get along with another dog or they're moving, and it's heartbreaking that all of a sudden someone decides to get rid of their animal, and then they can't at the last minute want to try and find someone to take care of it.
Where do you see
Sophie's Sanctuary in 5 years? Where do you see it going?
I hope to see us with lots of fosters, lots of doggies that are living out their lives that are saved. We do live in a high kill area for shelters. Dogs are only given sometimes 3 to 5 days on a hold and then will be euthanized. So we hope to rescue way more dogs than we've been able to do with just ourselves at the moment. We would like to become at least nationwide. Enough for everybody to know what we do and help us out and maybe want to become a foster. A lot bigger than what we are now in this little town.
Yes. And I think that would be great to have, a foster all over the country and do it nationwide.
Yeah.
And if people could, I don't know if they would have to get certified or, obviously have background checks. And to take on fosters, I think would definitely be an amazing thing. It's, I grew up, my grandfather had a farm in upstate New York, and what he would do is he would go to death row at all the shelters, the kill shelters, and he would take all the dogs on death row, and he would take them, and they would all live on the farm.
I
grew up at a young age with, literally 30 dogs. And,
I think
that's why I have such a love for animals. I don't have a fear.
Yeah.
I'm very comfortable. Mm-hmm. Because, if you think about it, especially shelter dogs, after a while, you don't know, if, God forbid, they've been abused or anything like that. But it was just so amazing to go there. I mean, there's pictures of me when I was younger with 30 dogs running and jumping all over me, and I just loved it. And I think that's, if I could have 30 dogs in my house now, I would do it. So I really commend what you do, because it's not an easy job. It's a lot of work.
That it is, especially with a full-time job. But thankfully my husband's home, so he takes the brunt of the work for me.
Yes. What is a typical day like with 12 dogs?
Oh, boy. Well, we get up about 5 o'clock in the morning. If we ever get to sleep in, it's because a dog forgot that they were hungry. Most dogs have us up 5 o'clock every day, ready to go. We let them all out, and then we do have 2 different potty groups. We have our hard players and then our old folks and then our little weenie dogs. The old folk and the weenie dogs go out together, and then they come in, they get fed, and everybody gets their medications. Then the hard players, which are like my Doberman, my Roddy, my Pitbull, they all go outside and they go potty. Then they come in, they're given their food. None of them are actually on medication, so it's really just the seniors. Then everybody's in for a little bit, just for some calm down, go back out. And then we have lots and lots of playtime. And we do potty breaks at least maybe a dozen times a day. I'm normally out of the house 5 days a week, only home on a 2-hour lunch break every other day pretty much, because I work about 30 minutes from home, so unfortunately I can't be there all day. I would love to, but unfortunately got to work to pay those vet bills.
Yes. And it's a lot. I know, sometimes with my dog, I pray some mornings, I'm like, oh, if I have a day off, maybe he won't get up at like 6:30 in the morning. But yeah. They do. They're just ready to go. It's like they're jumping and bouncing off the wall. I'm like, don't you just want to sleep in?
Yes, they have such a set schedule. It's not even funny. Mm-hmm. Yep, they picked up to my work schedule, and they literally know every morning. And if you're not up, they're right at the edge of the bed, and they just have their nose straight pushed up to your face, and they just breathe extremely heavy on you. And they're not rude to bark, but they will get in my face, and they'll be like, hey, Mom, hey, I'm hungry. Let's go. It's time to get up. I know it's 5, but we got to go.
Yes. When they want to eat and they have to go to the bathroom, it's good. How do you train, like, you know, especially, you know, the younger dogs or older dogs, you know, to go outside? Because sometimes it's so hard for people to train their dogs to know, especially with 12, not to, you know, go wet in the house.
Well, praise and consistency. We are very consistent in our house. We don't really normally have a schedule change. And I've always, we are fairly blessed that all of the dogs really do fall into our schedule. We've never had someone who hasn't yet. They kind of just mingle. Everybody meshes, and then they do with the other ones. They see that my dogs get up at 5, they go out and they use the potty, they come in, and they just follow the schedule. We've thankfully have not had any dogs that weren't okay with the schedule, but I think because some of the dogs that we get come from such an unfortunate environment, they're totally okay with just, hey, this is different. Let me see what this is about. I got this.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's so important for anyone listening, too, that animals like a schedule. It's very important.
Ma'am.
Like, as children, they like everything the same way. And usually if you keep the same schedule and you keep them on track, they don't, you know, act up. They stay. They don't want to eat, when they have to go to the bathroom, when they go to sleep. And I think it's so important to have that consistency.
Mm-hmm.
That even if you change it, they get confused.
Yes. Yes, yes, they do.
And it's just, it's so amazing. And my dog, every time he goes out to in the backyard, he comes in, he will sit in front of the refrigerator because he knows he gets a carrot or a cookie for going outside to go to the bathroom.
Yes, and they're
and
smart. They know
actually,
where it is.
Yeah, and the crazy thing is sometimes he just goes out and doesn't have to go to the bathroom because he wants another cookie or a carrot. I'm like, all right, you went out like 15 times in 10 minutes. You can't do that.
Oh, they know how to play the system. They definitely know how to play the system. I have some seniors who like to do that as well. They're like, oh, is it cookie time? I'm like, I know what you did. I know you just went out there to play me.
Yes, and they're so cute. You can't get upset with them. You're like, okay, have
another
cookie.
Mm-hmm. Right?
That's all that makes them happy.
Exactly. Lots of puppy kisses and cookies. I mean,
yes,
that makes them happy.
Yes, I think having it, for those who don't have an animal, I say, you know, it is such an amazing experience. It's work. It's definitely not easy, like anything in life, but it's the rewards you get for having an animal. I mean, I couldn't imagine not having a dog or a cat. It's just so, they're so rewarding. I think that's what makes, like, really puts life in perspective.
Yes, I totally agree.
So how do you find insurance? Because, you know, I've been working on this, and I'm going to do a show one of these days, so if anybody, any listeners are out there, because I've had, even with people, but also with pets, I find it more and more, that, I mean, with these procedures, these life-saving procedures, are just things that could save their life or just give them a better life, are so expensive, and sometimes if you don't have pet insurance or pet insurance doesn't cover it, the only choice is to put the dog down, and the dog could be like 1 or 2 years old. I mean, this should not be happening in this day and age at all.
I always suggest first going to the places that you have your car insurance or your house insurance. Sometimes they do have a pet policy. I don't know if they are breed restricted, just like some of the home insurances, but it's always best to call around for the places that actually have insurance policies. I believe Nationwide has a very good insurance policy that I just heard about. Pet insurance seems to be very new in different areas. We had just recently heard about it down here and are starting to get more brochures about it. We do like to keep them on hand. It's definitely a very new thing, but it's something good to look into.
Yes. I never thought about that regular home insurance because I know I have a German Shepherd, and I had to because of, you know, they're considered a lethal weapon. For some strange reason that you have to have, and hope, God forbid, anything ever happens, I have to tell my home insurance that I have a German Shepherd because it's like owning a gun or something.
Unfortunately. I don't know where they got that logic from, but we go with it.
Yes. But that's so interesting. Because I have AKC, American Kennel Club, now, and unfortunately they don't cover a lot of different things. But I think it's so important, you know, and the procedures could be so much money. But if that can be part of your home insurance, would be so amazing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And there's also another product. It's called Care Credit. It's actually a line of credit. It's a credit card that you can get to even use in your dental offices or your vet offices, and you're only allowed to use them for the procedures. But if you spend over X amount, which most people will, unfortunately, with the procedures that they're getting the Care Credit for, I think over $200 you can get free interest up to 6 months, and then if you spend over another amount, it's 12 months interest-free, and then there's an 18-month one. So definitely always look into Care Credit, and that's quick and easy to get approved for. It comes in handy in emergency situations like that.
Yes, definitely. I think it's so important. You know, just as so humans, to have health insurance is definitely important for the dogs.
Yeah.
So how many more dogs do you think that you see coming into your home in the future? I mean, is there a limit, or you will take as many as you possibly can?
We do like to limit ourselves. Space is always necessary. I do own 5 acres out in Maysville. We have plenty of room at the moment. I could see us being able to hold up to 5 or 7 more dogs comfortably. But, of course, money-wise, we do have to limit ourselves for if any emergencies come up with the seniors that we have now, because they are such an up and down health-wise. Anything can change on the drop of a dime. So you'd like to limit yourself with money and make sure you have funds put away if an emergency happens. But I would like to see our numbers increase and hopefully get some more fosters out here and be able to save as many as we can.
Yes. I mean, I think it's just so amazing. So do you find that you get most of your referrals from the clinic that you work at, or do you find that people will call you up and tell you, hey, this is what's going on, my neighbor or someone I know?
I do find I get most of them from the clinic, just from working here. I do man the front desk a lot, so a lot of times I see them come in, and then I find out what's really going on, and I just can't say no. These dogs don't deserve to die like that.
They don't. My house would be filled. I'm the same exact way. I would never. I couldn't imagine, you know, having to do something like that. I mean, there was a rabbit that had gotten sick in my yard or on the street and stuff. And it was like my neighbor and I were there trying to save it and find where we could take it to get medical help. I think it's so important. I think it's just, you know, they're to help them, and they're just so helpless at times that I just couldn't imagine. You know, having to put them down for just, you know, because someone doesn't want them anymore.
Yeah, and it's absolutely heartbreaking. And I know my husband, I'm not an emotional person, but more recently just seeing it, it's like a repetitive blow to the chest, seeing people say the things that they say and no emotion when I walk away with their dog and they're just like, see you later. I'm like, huh. I just can't imagine doing that to my dog. I really can't.
No. And I don't think people realize dogs can die of a broken heart. They know. They're not, you know, a lot of people think, oh, children, little kids don't know, dogs don't know any better. They know. Their heart can tell.
Oh, yes, definitely. They definitely know. And the first day is always the hardest because here we are at the clinic and we have to bring these dogs back to these kennels that our other dogs are currently waking up from surgery. And why did my owner leave me? Why am I in this kennel? But we always try to make them more comfortable. We give them big fluffy blankets. We give them a nice big bowl of food, and everybody goes back and lays with them in the kennel. Sheds a few tears, of course, because it's a bunch of women who work here. So, of course, all we do is cry. And we give them lots of cookies.
Yes. I would be a mess. I just can't understand anyone ever just, you know, walking away. I have a hard time leaving when my dog has to have a procedure or something, and I have to leave him at the vet's office for an hour or two.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
I call every 5 minutes. Everything okay?
Yep.
Is he okay? Should I stay here? And they're like, no, you can go home. We'll call you. Don't worry about it. No news is good news. Go home.
That's why I'm glad I work here, because if anybody has to have a procedure, I'm right back there, and I'm like, is everything fine? Do I need to intervene? Is everything going okay? Are they breathing okay? Do they need a hug? Because I can't leave.
Yes. It's one of those things. I just commend you so much for the work that you're doing. And I know our mutual friend, James Donnelly, had connected us. And once he told me about the work that you do. I said, of course. I said, you're on my show. I'm definitely, you know, having you on my show. And he's also a huge dog lover. He has two gorgeous dogs himself.
Yes, they are very handsome. I love them.
Oh, yeah, there's always pictures on Facebook. I love watching his babies. They're always, you know, pictures on Facebook of what they're doing and how they're, when he's working and the babysitter's watching them and they get, like, a report card.
It's so cute.
It's definitely the best. And, you know, is there anything our listeners can do to help you to move forward? Because I think this definitely needs to be a nationwide agreement. This needs to be around the world. I definitely would love to see your company grow.
Yeah, of course. I mean, sharing is always caring for us. Just go down to our Facebook page. You will find it under Sophie Senior Sanctuary. You can share. You can donate. Just getting the word out there. And even you can even send us kind words of appreciation just to the email, and I'll always respond.
Yes. And you would take dogs from different areas because my show is, you know, in 80 countries and all around the world. I know it's hard. Obviously, you couldn't get to all those countries. But if someone had a dog or they can get it to you or know something, there's definitely – they can contact you for advice or what should I do?
Oh, yes, definitely, of course. And I mean, transport, there's a lot of dog people around the world, so transport is always able. We can figure it out and get some people to transport a dog to us. It's really hard for me to leave the area at the moment, but we could totally get the dog to us if need be.
Yes, that would be amazing. And I just came to mind, I also work closely with Pet Rescue here in Westchester, New York. Going to their fundraiser in March, where they rescue a lot of dogs that have, all over the country that have been abused and abandoned. And I think that's definitely someone maybe we can see if we can team you up and kind of bring each other dogs, you know, so you guys can help each other with all these dogs. Because I think it's unfortunately become such an epidemic with all these different dogs that don't have homes, that are abused, that are sick, people don't want them anymore or can't pay for them.
Oh, yes, definitely. And I had a rescue friend tell me that rescues stick together. We need each other. Oh, I have a really close friend who, she has a rescue out here called Jaded Paws Rescue, and they rescue bullies out of this area because, I mean, it's just so unfortunate what people do to these dogs.
Yeah. Well, we're at the end of the show, and I just wanted to again thank you so much and just say I just commend you for your work and doing God's work, and may God bless you and your company because really what you're doing is amazing.
Oh, thank you so much. I truly appreciate it, and I'm sure all of my puppers appreciate it. Just getting the word out there really is a lot to us.
Yes, yes. And please give them all a hug and a kiss and extra cookies from me.
Oh, I will. No problem.
And thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Again, Insight into Healing airs Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/insightintohealing. Everyone have a good night. And God bless.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison here to tell you Geico has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while Geico could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can save,